Here's a very kind of a famous massive log jam on the St. Croix in 1886. And at first, you can't even see these people, but there they are. I circled them. It's such a massive log jam that you have to kind of look closely to see the people walking on there trying to figure out what to do. This is the St. Croix. Do you see the bridge in the back of this picture? Here's this, I think, the same crook in the St. Croix. I found another picture with that same bridge. So you can see why it jammed up. The logs just didn't make it around the corner there. The log jam on the St. Croix famously took 200 men, 100 horses, and boats to break it up. So the river driver would have had to hire extra people to unstick the stuck logs. Here's a log jam near the Black River Falls. Also, a huge mess, and you can't really see the little person until you look closely, but there he is, sitting in the middle of a giant log jam. They're not moving. Early sawmills were located near Wisconsin's largest waterways. I need to tell you that someone came up to me after a talk I did and said, "Those aren't all the sawmills." I said, "I know, I realize we didn't put every sawmill in Wisconsin on the map. It was just for young readers to identify that sawmills were generally in certain areas of the state. And the question you can ask is, why are there so many sawmills on the Wisconsin River and on that crook right there by the Fox River in Lake Winnebago? Well, the answer, obviously, to the Wisconsin River question is because it was so crooked that you couldn't avoid log jams, and you had to put more sawmills then along the Wisconsin River because they just couldn't flow through there as well. After many days or weeks on the river, the logs reached the sawmill's mill pond, which if you drive around Wisconsin, there are many, many ponds called mill ponds still because there was a mill there. Workers steered logs floating in the Wisconsin River into the building in this picture. They had to work with and against the river current. So you needed to know the river. You needed to understand water and how it worked. Of course, early sawmills and mills had been around in Wisconsin. They used water to capture energy from the river's current. As the water turned, it powered smaller wheels and gears in the building. Rods moved the saws to make board lumber. Water wheels in Wisconsin also had been used to grind grain into flour and grist mill, and it was very typical for small rural communities to have a mill on a mill pond. If you know young people who are like Legos, they like building, and I was talking to my editors about mills and things, and I said, we need to have all of that engineering-ish type of thing in this book, because I know I would call them Lego kids. There are kids that are really interested in that, so if that's something that hooks them into history, then I love that. Here's a picture of men using a circular saw to cut a log, and my dad said that he remembers this exact kind of saw that was available for people to come and use in Wild Rose. A man stands at each end and they work to guide the log across the saw. But check out how they have no safety equipment. I think they're wearing gloves, but otherwise that doesn't look real safe today. So that is one thing that has changed. Here's another kind of a saw. It's a circular saw powered by an engine when that was available. Working with saws was very dangerous. And other issues in the sawmill I have in my book is there were issues of extra sawdust and the waste and fire danger and lots of issues in a sawmill in general. However, we grew as a state. Villages grew where there was a sawmill. Many, many towns in the north began as sawmill cities. This is a picture of Rice Lake Lumber Company after 1872. Of course, in Oshkosh, the waters of the Fox River empty into Lake Winnebago at Oshkosh. This provided the city with power to build lumber, grist mills, furniture, equipment, and equipment factories. Technology did change logging in the late 1800s. Does anybody have an idea what that technology was? You can shout it out, and I will repeat it. Say it again. A train, yes. What kind of train? Well, it was a steam train. Steam power was the big change in technology in the late 1800s. You're exactly right. Steam boats and steam trains really changed everything. I love this picture of this postcard on the Mississippi. Logging companies began using steamboats to push huge rafts of lumber. So picture the Mississippi and where that's going. It's going south, right, even to St. Louis. People also traveled by steamboat, of course. By the early 1910s, trains made their way into the Northwoods. Now, this is the big difference, the cause and the effect. What was the effect of trains coming? Logging camps did not need to be located near water. Larger logging companies, if they could afford it, no longer used a river drive to transport their logs. Logs could now be moved by train. Trees could be cut any time of year, not just winter.